a small town. This is Murphy Gibbons. While the Naval Air Station was being built in 1940 and 1941, Corpus Christi was a small town. It had a population of 57,000, but it was growing fast. New water and sewer lines were being extended, streets paved, and the seawall was being constructed. An article in Collier's magazine called Corpus Christi Zoom Town. Construction conditions were far from ideal. With rainfall twice that of normal, Corpus Christi streets turned into canals. It was the wettest spring in 40 years. Despite these adverse conditions, the base was 70% built, a year ahead of schedule when it was dedicated. The ceremony was held on March 12, 1941. Frank Knox, the Chicago newspaper tycoon and Secretary of the Navy, was the main speaker. After the ceremonies, a dinner banquet was held at the White Plaza Hotel. Among the members of Congress who attended was Lyndon Johnson, who was instrumental in gaining the base for Corpus Christi. A week later, on March 20, 1941, the first class of 52 cadets started classes. They would have to cram a year's study into 7 months. In that first class was Don Hager, who had been a star football player at Rice. He was the only Texan in that group. The first group of 52 cadets began flight training on April 7th. The early cadets were trained in an open cockpit biplane called the Yellow Peril for its canary yellow color. And they advanced to the SNB, made by Volte in California, and then finally progressed to the SNJ Texan, a single-wing training craft that on some models had arrestor hooks for carrier landings. Captain Alva Bernhardt told the graduating class to remember 3 simple rules and they would live to be old men. Number 1, keep your flying speed. Number 2, keep your flying speed. Number 3, keep your flying speed. This is the second of 5 parts on the Naval Air Station in World War II. This is Murphy Gibbons.